Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
God does everything decently and in order. His desire is for us to willingly serve Him. He's a gentleman and will never force us to do anything. Oh, but the rewards for those that willingly serve God can't compare to anything this world has to offer. In fact, His word is clear. It lights our pathway. And if we abide in Him and His word abides in us, He promises our lives will bear much fruit. Join me in listening to today's message as Pastor Joel concludes the teaching series, A Willing Vessel.
The power comes in believing in faith and saying, you know what? I know God is going to show up because I'm showing up for God. I know God is going to show up today because I've been on my face praying. I know God is going to show up because I've dutifully logged mile after mile after mile to be with Him. I've sacrificed for Him and I've accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. He said that I will do the fighting for you. I'll fight your battles. If you decrease, I'll increase in you. And I've done that, and I know that God is going to make a way. Now you got a church. Now you've got power. Now you believe in what you're saying because God has searched your heart. Now you got some bite. Now you've got some bite. But operating as it says right here in Isaiah 56 with blind watchmen, ignorant, dumb, won't bark, sleeping, laying down, sleeping around, all those types of things, different story. Different story. We've got to be doing what the Lord wants us to do. We've got to be operating the way the Lord wants us to operate. Okay? Speaking the things that the Lord wants us to speak. More than ever, we see leaders in the church preaching a comfy, cozy, compromising word. We all know what is meant by come as you are. We know what that means, right? You can't get yourself together and come to God. You got to come to God and let Him get you together. Amen? So we know what it means to come as you are. But we got churches that stretch it. Come as you are doesn't mean stay as you are. Leave church as you are. And come back again as you are. That's not what it means, okay? In many churches, we see a greater emphasis on achieving numbers at any cost rather than warning the masses to count the cost. Amen? Jesus says, count the cost. See what it takes to follow me. That's what he told the masses. When the multitudes were following him, he said, well, wait a minute. Let me tell you what it takes to be a disciple of mine. You see? So that's the thing. We see a bigger push nowadays, like I said, to achieving numbers at any cost than warning the congregations to count the cost. We see a bigger push to secure donations rather than to secure salvation. We're seeing that now. That's become the order of the day. And so then the church leaders succumb to appeasing man instead of pleasing the creator of man. That's what we're seeing nowadays. Haven't you wondered why there are so many different denominations when it comes to churches? Do your history. Many of them can be placed in one category. We need to get rid of all these denominations if it's not made of God. Just call it the church of anything goes. That's the denomination. I go to a Have It Your Way Cathedral Church. We just do it our way. Oh, we know the Bible exists, but we just do it our way. Anybody know of a church like that? Don't say you don't. You might be in one. We got to operate by the word of God. All right? But watch this. That's exactly what's being handed down to members and visitors of churches nationwide. Man-made tradition has entrenched itself so deep in the house of God that it's simply accepted. talked to some people about some of the things that they follow in their church. Now I say, well, I know it says this, but you know, we know. Do a survey. Why is it that even churches that boast of having a large number of visitors or members can only claim a minuscule amount of dutiful prayer warriors? Why is that? There's a reason for that. Why is it that a church can have 300, 500, 4,000 people show up in Bible study and see how many show up? A minuscule amount compared to the traffic that's coming in the church giving donations. Something's wrong. Something's not right. Again, the numbers drop even more dramatically when you factor in the number of men who seem to show up. This is warfare. We're at war, and we got brothers, men, the vanguard of society, MIA, missing in action. What's up? What's going on? We're missing in action. This is warfare. This is spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual fight, folks, and we play right into Satan's hands when we operate by man's traditions instead of God's word. That's why 2 Chronicles 16:9 looms so large. That's why we have to keep repeating it. The eyes of the Lord search to and fro across the entire earth, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of hearts who are truly turned to him. 2 Chronicles 7:14, same thing. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn. Now you got action. The Lord says, now you got action because you're with me, all right? Question we have to ask ourselves, he's looking for willing vessels. This is for the church, not you in general, but is that you, church? Is that you? Are we going to be willing vessels? I hope so, because God is not mocked. That's what it says in Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. The Bible tells us we're going to reap what we sow. See, it's not a game. This is not a game. This is real. This is so real that it carries all the way to eternity. Those of you who have had a relationship with the Lord, those of you who've been taken up in the Spirit, those of you who commune with the Lord, you know it's not a game. You know that there's something after you expire. You know that dying is just a crossing over. Huh? You know what Jesus says in John 11:25-26, and I'm the resurrection and the life. He who comes to me, though he die, shall live. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. Come on now, it's a crossing over. You think you're going to get out of it? I'm just going to play with it. I'm going to play with this thing. And I got my titles, and I got my car, and I got my house and everything. Hey, but so. Hey, sister. When it's all gone, and you take your last breath, it's going to be important. There's going to be a crossing over. Where are we going to be? When we go before the judgment seat of Christ, if you get there. Wouldn't it be terrible to think that you've been saved all this time and you weren't? Think about it. He says your heart, you believe unto righteousness, salvation. You confess unto salvation. Come on, y'all. Now, I'm going to close this out soon, because we've covered a lot of this in the past 3-4 weeks. But let me cover a couple more points before closing. Listen to what the Lord says in Jeremiah 23:21-22. Because I know that we as people, sometimes we'll make somebody a leader. We'll make somebody a hero. But that's why so many celebrities are heroes. It's like we're looking for heroes, and we refuse to look toward Jesus. But look what it says right here in Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah 23, verses 21 and 22 says, "For I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and it caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings."
All right. Thank you, Pastor Annalisa. All right, then. Obviously, all leaders are not God's leaders. All prophets, all pastors, all teachers are not necessarily sent by God. What do you do? All have not spoken with the Lord or received clearance from the Lord to ever speak to his sheep. Now, in this text, the Lord says basically that if those who have spoken to him, those who have been sent by him, will serve to turn his people from sin instead. He says those who have been sent to do those things will turn his people from sin instead of compromising, instead of causing them to remain in their sin. Those who are sent by God can't stand it. You won't be able to stand it because you stand with God. It'll eat you up more than anything else, okay? It says there, you can't cause them to remain in their sin. Therefore, if you see or hear leaders, preachers, teaching doctrines that are contrary to God, then you know it's not of God. Well, how do you test it? What does it say? 1 John 4:1, what does it say? Test the spirit. You got to know God to test the spirit. You got to know the Lord to test the spirit. You see how important it is that we follow Jesus? You got to know truth from untruth. You got to know the real from the counterfeit. You can't read the purpose-driven life and think you know the Lord. You be driven somewhere else. You got to know the Lord. You got to have the Holy Spirit in you. Okay, all these self-help books, 21 Days to Righteousness, follow this program. You better develop, you better talk to the Holy Spirit. You better get in that study Bible. You better lay on your face.
Talking about what they said, and so many people showed up at the conference.
You better conference with the Lord.
But I was slain in the spirit.
Somebody knocked you down, you better get up and get your Bible.
I was slain.
You're alive now, so read the Bible. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Come on, y'all. Now, conversely, if you see leaders talking a good game, okay, all right, now, all right. Maybe they're
speaking and putting out the word, and it seemed consistent with the word of God.
What do you do? How do you tell? What can you do? Watch their walk. Watch their walk. Jesus says in Matthew 7:16, buddy, he doesn't say buddy, I'm saying buddy. Girl, he doesn't say girl, a gal, a girl, baby girl, none of that. He says, watch them. You'll know them by their fruit. Mm-hmm. Today, we have leaders, unfortunately. Some speak the word. Watch them. Are they fornicating? Are they committing adultery? Got followers and doing the things that they're not supposed to do? Something wrong. Something's wrong. Going through all kinds of turmoil with illicit relationships? Something's wrong. Anybody can speak the word, but you got to live this thing. God says, I'm looking for willing vessels. I don't need a robot to get up there and move the people. I don't need another Siri. She's on the computer. I need somebody to speak my word and live my word and walk in my word and feed my sheep. I don't need a hireling. I want somebody who's going to go down with the ship speaking the word of God and believing in the word of God. Come what may. Thrive or die. Somebody to speak that word. Somebody to walk in that word. And when that thing gets pervasive and it flows throughout the church, now you got power in the church. Now you got a church that can make a difference. Now you got neighborhoods that can change. Now you got young men that say, I need a daddy and I see the Lord speaking.
Instead of talking about, what's in it for me? I need a new jet. I need a new something. It's just too old.
You better get in that word. We ought to be ashamed. We ought to be ashamed of getting the most powerful ingredient in the world. More powerful than a neutron bomb has been given to us. We've been given a weapon of mass destruction that can slay demons at 55 yards. We've been given that and we put it down. God says, I'm looking for a few good men. I'm looking for a few good women. I need willing vessels to do the work that I have prescribed for you. Absolutely. We got to be praying. We got to stay on our knees. The effective and fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Not somebody that's just going to pray when they need something. Not somebody that's got it in them for them. But somebody who gets on their face every morning and they're praying for people and you don't even know. The person doesn't even know you're praying for them. And people are coming back from the dead. And people are coming back from illnesses. And people are walking 10 years that are supposed to die a long time ago. And the doctors don't even understand it because the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous have gone out. And God says, honor that prayer. Honor that prayer. Honor that prayer. Those are the vessels that he's looking for. Those are the people that he's looking for. Never mind what church you go to. Never mind how many people are there. Is it in you? How much of the Spirit is in you? Is it in you? That's what we're talking about. It's not a game. That's why God is searching. Is it any wonder that God is looking for willing servants? God has us covered. But we can help ourselves by doing what the Lord wants us to do. Do your homework. Go back and see why the Israelites had to stay in the desert, the wilderness, for 40 years. Disobedience. He was looking for willing vessels. We just covered that, didn't we, in the book of Numbers? He sent out 12 leaders. How many were obedient? How many pastors has he sent out? How many are obedient? How many churches are represented by the Lord? How many churches supposedly, quote unquote, represent the Lord? How many will get a good report? We don't know. Read Revelation. Which one do you want to be? There's only two in Revelation. Smyrna and the Church of Philadelphia. No, moving to Philadelphia won't help you. I know you need to read because you're thinking I'm talking about Philadelphia, PA. I'm just poking fun at you. But read the word, right? Listen, James Brown too much. I'm Augusta, Philadelphia, PA. Let's go here for a minute. Let's go to the book of Joshua, and then I'm going to close. Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. Look at this.
Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And verse 15 says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Again, saints, it takes a made-up mind to earnestly walk in the Lord. It takes a made-up mind. He can give you all he wants. Will you do it? That's the question. It takes a made-up mind, just like in this scripture. That's when Joshua told the sun to stand still. It did, because God knew who was ordering that. His boy, Joshua, a willing servant. Amen. So remember, we all have free will. God is looking for those who will truly serve him. All right. Question is that you? Is it in you? God knows. And it's time we found out too, don't you think? It's time we found out. Let's make up our minds. Let's purpose in our hearts to give ourselves completely to Jesus Christ. Give yourself completely to Jesus Christ. Only then can you expect to be called a willing servant. Amen? Amen. Where are you in your service to the Lord? Do you even know the Lord? You're serving someone right now. Oh, yes, you are. You're serving your spouse. If you're not married, you're serving your girlfriend or your boyfriend. If you're working, you're serving your job and your boss. You're serving somebody, all right? You might as well serve the Lord. You're a vessel for someone or something. Quite frankly, there are a lot of spirits out there, but there's one Holy Spirit, only one. If you're not hooked up to Jesus, guess what? You don't have the Holy Spirit, so you can imagine who you've been serving all this time. You need to come to Christ. That can only come from giving yourself to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you need to get to know him, and you need to do it now, because tomorrow's not promised. Just look around you, my friend. There's some things going on that we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. Can't run from it. Can't run to Hawaii. Mm-mm. It's happening there. Can't run to the southern states. Mm-mm. Storms all along from south to the eastern seaboard. Explosions, violence, lying politicians. Who are you going to turn to? Who's going to give you a straight answer? Jesus, that's who. Some of you are about ready to retire. Will that retirement be there? Will you see your retirement? Will you see your Social Security? Well, I don't care what the world tells you. There's somebody that can give you eternal security. And that's Jesus Christ. Guarantee you that. But you must come to him. I'd like to pray this prayer for you right now. This is just a start. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you'll be saved. That is the start. That is the start. But it's going to take work after that. Okay? It's like being accepted on a job or to a huge company. They take your picture, get your ID, but now you got to be trained. Amen? But if you're willing, you get the best training you ever have, you've ever had, and you'll be trained not just for now, but for eternity. So if you're game for that, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I repent my sins to you right now. I believe you died and was raised again. I'm asking you to come into my life and be my Savior. I've served a lot of people, Lord, and sometimes I wasn't willing. But now I want to be a willing servant for you. In Jesus' name, a willing vessel for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a powerful conclusion to the Willing Vessel series. We pray that you've been encouraged by the word and that it has in some way provoked you to live a more surrendered life to the Lord. During these times of uncertainty concerning the coronavirus pandemic, rest assured that our God is still in control. And as true believers, we have no need to fear. Jesus is our sustainer, and he holds our lives in his hands. Just know that this is a season of renewal and repentance. We at Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide trust the Lord to draw you, protect you, and keep you healthy and strong, even in the midst of this latest storm. If you would like prayer or just need encouragement to help you cope, no need to be alone. Our prayer warriors are here for you. Give us a call at 707-759-5244. May God bless and keep you. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love hearing from our listeners. Connect with us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Simply drop us a note on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is simple. Just click on the donate button on our website to give today. Please note, all on-site services have been canceled until shelter-in-place is lifted. Sunday worship services are available live on Periscope at 1 p.m. and available on YouTube and on SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. We also invite you to join us for prayer at 7 p.m. and Bible study at 8 p.m. Wednesdays as we walk through the Bible together. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week as Pastor Joel delivers another powerful message. Until next time. God is here.